This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the combination of digital India, startup growth and youth participation is reshaping the country's future. Speaking at the final session of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said the country is witnessing rapid growth across creative and technology-driven sectors powered largely by young innovators and entrepreneurs. He said, Digital India has created a whole new community of creators and is driving the unprecedented rise of the orange economy, covering culture, content and creativity.
Aaj ek yuva drone bana raha hai, to dusra yuva anti-drone system bana raha hai. Koi AI camera bana raha hai, koi robotics par kaam kar raha hai. Saatho Digital India ne bhi Bharat mein creators ki ek nayi community khadi kar di. Bharat aaj orange economy, yani culture, content aur creativity ka abhutpurv vikas hote dekh raha hai. Bharat media, film, gaming, music, digital talent, VR, XR jaise kshetron mein ek bada global center ban raha hai.
Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav participated in the Critical Minerals Ministerial Meeting hosted by United States Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in Washington, D.C. today. The meeting focused on strengthening global supply chains for critical minerals, including rare earth elements. On the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said this is very important for countries like India, where manufacturing, especially electronics, is growing quickly. The centre has deployed a national joint outbreak response team to assist the state for effective containment after two suspected cases of Nipah virus were identified in West Bengal. Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has shared a video in which Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said the central government firmly stands with the state government and it is providing comprehensive technical, logistical and operational support. In Himachal Pradesh, four migrant workers have been killed and five went missing in a massive fire accident in Solan district yesterday. The incident occurred near the old bus stand in Arki. All the workers were residents of Nepal. The district administration and several teams are engaged in relief and rescue operations as five people are believed to be still trapped under the debris. India's net direct tax collections have recorded healthy growth in the current financial year up to mid-January. According to the Income Tax Department, the collection grew 8.82% to over 18.3 lakh crore rupees up to 11th of this month. The increase has been driven by steady corporate tax receipts of 8.63 lakh crore rupees and strong contributions from individual taxpayers. The United States Virtual Assembly in Iran has urged American citizens to leave Iran immediately, warning that protests across the country are escalating and may turn violent. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that countries maintaining commercial ties with Iran will face 25% tariff on all trade conducted with the United States effective immediately. Festival of Harvest Lohri is being celebrated today. This festival is associated with the joy of ripened crops and the sun's northward journey. President Draupadi Murmu has wished to the citizens on Lohri. In her message, the president said that these festivals highlight India's vibrant and diverse cultural heritage. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued a red alert for dense to very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab today. Cold wave conditions are expected over parts of Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Odisha, Rajasthan, West Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Punjab. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated UP Warriors by 9 wickets in Navi Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 144 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru overhauled the score, posting 145 runs for the loss of one wicket in 12.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.